Almost everyone has a story to tell about that day, including Angela Reynolds. She's a 44-year-old graduate assistant at Boise State University. 10 years ago, she was living roughly 25 miles from the U.S. Capitol in Virginia when two planes slammed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Reynolds remembers afterwards how air traffic was grounded.
And our house was directly in the flight path of Dulles Airport, so it was very strange not to hear the airport noises for several days. I always knew that the world was getting smaller. I guess it just brought that home, that things can impact us even though we're separated from a lot of these events by oceans and by miles.
Most students, teachers, and technicians at Boise State University remember where they were during the attacks a decade ago. Reynolds is no exception.
I had just dropped off my daughter at kindergarten and had gone for a walk. And I got home and the radio just sounded different. They weren't reporting news as usual. It was just really quiet and really somber.
My name is Leslie Madsen Brooks. I'm an assistant professor of history. I am 36 years old. I was in Davis, California, about to begin graduate work in my PhD program. We had just moved into an apartment, and we did not have cable or internet. And so we had the rabbit ears on top of the TV, and we at that time watched the Today Show quite a bit.
My name is Blake McDonald. I'm 27, and right now, just a student.
Where were you on September 11th, 2001?
In high school. Yeah, that was my senior year, and we watched it on TV.
So I remember coming out and sitting on the couch and turning on the Today Show, and that's when I learned that the buildings had been hit. At that point, they thought it was an accident when the first airplane hit the building.
I guess I was at, like, an age where I didn't really, like, understand it completely. We just, basically got kind of the day off. That's kind of what it was. But, yeah, the real effect of it didn't really kind of come around till later.
I think that the continued fighting of the Iraq and Afghan wars has really influenced how people have seen it, that they've seen it not as an isolated act of terrorism, maybe, but more as some kind of new reality.
My name is Garrett Swigert. I'm 22 years old, and I go to school here. I'm a pre-pharmacy student.
Where were you on September 11th, 2001?
I was getting ready for school.
Okay,
I was in sixth grade, I think.
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Did you understand what was happening?
Oh, yeah. My mom made it pretty clear.
I'm Amanda Kaiser. I'm 18, and I'm a student at Boise State. I was getting ready for school, and then my mom turned on the TV, and we saw the towers crashing down.
So you were in, like, third, fourth grade?
Yeah, I was in third grade, but I still remember it really clearly.
I mean, I understood what was going on, but I didn't understand, like, the magnitude of it, the whole situation. You know?
Now you're 22 and yeah. You're in college, and do you feel like you have a different perspective now?
Yeah, a lot different perspective. I guess I didn't really think when I looked at it as it was going on like 10 years ago. I just, you know, I saw like the surface, like what was going on. But now I can like understand like how it really affected everybody involved. You know what I mean? Like the whole world.
My name is Ellis Lofton. I am a installer technician for DirecTV. I didn't have any conscious awareness of us landing on the moon. You know, that was a historical event. You know, I didn't really have a conscious awareness of the Kennedy assassination. You know, I'm not old enough for those things to impact me the same way that they might impact my parents, you know. So for me, it ranks higher. At the time, I was living in Atlanta, working for Bell South. So I was at work. I had a little TV in my desk drawer that I would watch because sometimes I worked like night shifts. And so I pulled that TV out so I could see what was going on the news because there was like this big buzz about the whole situation. As we were watching, we see the second plane fly into the towers. This impacted me like really, really, you know, heavily, deeply on a personal level. Like the world is not the same anymore. You know, it's a whole nother world, you know.
Those are some of the voices of students and teachers headed to class at Boise State University. We're reflecting on the events of September 11th, 2001 on KBSX. I'm Emily Schwing.